for the brave.
Now that the election is over and we're swinging in to another week, getting closer to the lame duck session, the holiday, and then the next session with all the newly elected folks moving into Washington. These are interesting times that we live in, my friends. Kate Delaney's my name. This is America Tonight. We zig and zag all over the place from here to there and from sports to news to what's really going on behind the scenes. I think you'll find it's the best water cooler buzz in the biz. And so many of you are awake at night. Somebody told me the other day, 27 million people on that overnight highway. Wow. And that has a lot to do with people on third shifts, with people that have lifestyles that have now shifted in a different direction. So welcome aboard. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, I don't care what your stripes are. Just make sure you have an opinion, 800-259-5791. Or you can send us an email, americatonight.net. Let's talk about a big story that's making its way around the Beltway and then out into your own backyards. Now it's about what shakes loose. You've done your part, many of you anyway, went out and voted. In some cases and in some counties, people went and voted to the max. I know when I went to vote, and I told this story last week, it's worth mentioning quickly again here at the top, of all the places I've lived, because, you know, you're like a vagabond when you're in this business, and all the different places that I voted, this was the longest I ever had to wait, almost an hour. And people were really chatting in line. You could kind of feel that buzz in the air. Everybody wanted to kind of talk about politics. It was interesting. I've never seen that before either in all the times that I voted. Usually it's kind of quiet. You're in and out. It doesn't take a lot of time. But this time there were a lot of people who wanted to get in, and I went on a miserable day. Election day was miserable in our satellite facility in Dallas, Texas, because it was nothing but rain and floods and nasty weather, but people came out. They didn't care if they got drenched. They wanted to vote. So never was I more proud than to see all those people that made their way there despite what was, you know, going on. So now it's, you did your part, and it's about what happens next. There's a lot of things blowing in the wind, including what's going to happen with Nancy Pelosi. She's not the Speaker of the House anymore, 70 years old. There was talk that, okay, this is it, her run is over, boom, she's done, she's out, even though she was reelected. That's not the case. Now there is a chance that Pelosi could stay as the House Minority Leader. Can you imagine going from the House Speaker, where your heart beat away from the presidency, to the Minority Leader? But still, that means you are the leader for the Democrats. A lot of people sounded off on this, not just Republicans, but there were a lot of Democrats who were not happy about the prospect of Pelosi in that role. Here's a Republican point of view from Eric Cantor. He was on the Sunday shows, one of the Sunday shows, and he talked about what a mistake that would be, and it just shows that they don't get it, and they didn't get the message if the Democrats keep Pelosi as their party chief in the House. Here's Cantor.
If Democratic members in the House elect Nancy Pelosi as their leader, it's almost as if they just didn't get the message from the voters this election. This is the woman who really, I think, puts ideology first, and there have been no results for the American people, and that seems the direction they want to take again. It just doesn't make sense. I don't think there's any question that this says to the voters, we're not listening to you, we think we're right, we're going to continue the same path.
All right, so he was part of the Fox Sunday show. He appeared there. In the meantime, you had a couple of Tea Party favorites, Jim DeMint, Republican from South Carolina, and Rand Paul, Senator-elect, also a Tea Party favorite from Kentucky, who were grilled about what's going to happen now with the budget and how do we get from A to B. First, you can hear DeMint. He was on Meet the Press, And then Rand Paul was on ABC, also part of the Sunday Swirl. Check it out.
Well, I don't think the American people are going to have to sacrifice as much as the government bureaucrats who get paid about twice what the American worker does. First of all, we just need to return to pre-Obama levels of spending in 2008. We need to cut earmarks so people will quit focusing on taking home the bacon. We need to defund Obamacare. And then we need to look at the entitlement programs, such as the way Paul Ryan has done in the House with his roadmaps to America's future, to fix our tax code, to fix Social Security and Medicare, and to cut the cost over time. We've got the plans, David, to do this. We need to talk about them. We need to help the American people see where we're going. Well, no, we're not talking about cuts in Social Security. If we can just cut the administrative waste, we can cut hundreds of billions of dollars a year at the federal level. So before we start cutting, I mean, we need to keep our promises to seniors, David, and cutting benefits to seniors. We see a clear path to moving back to a balanced budget over time. Again, the plans are on the table. We don't have to cut benefits for seniors, and we don't need to cut Medicare like the Democrats did in this big Obamacare bill. We can restore sanity in Washington without cutting any benefits to seniors or veterans.
Well, some of it has to be procedural in the sense that we need to balance our budget by law. If you force legislators to balance it, at the end of the day, if it has to be balanced, then they step up and they become legislators and can find out where to cut.
So you're going to move for a balanced budget
amendment? Absolutely, absolutely. And short of that, we need a rule. It takes a while to get an amendment to the Constitution. Let's have a rule, but let's obey our rule. They pass pay-as-you-go, and they break it in the first 3 weeks they have it. So we need rules.
Okay.
And we need to obey the rules. The second thing you need is, and I don't see things in terms of political parties, so I think this can be something where I can work across the aisle. But the second thing you need is a compromise on where the spending cuts come from. Republicans traditionally say, oh, we'll cut domestic spending, but we won't touch the military. The liberals, the ones who are good, will say, oh, we'll cut the military, but we won't cut domestic spending.
All right, well, let's ask
Bottom
you.
Line is you have to look at everything across
All right,
the board.
All right, speaking of looking across the board, and you can see they were both pushed as, okay, what are you going to do? The Republican that's probably going to jump into be the lead guy on the Republican side of things in the House Budget Committee says that the Republicans need a much bigger, badder Senate, and that would be Representative Paul Ryan from Wisconsin. He's saying that House Republicans are going to push the ball forward no matter what with a repeal and replace strategy to take apart the Democrats' legislative law, you know, health care reform, saying that with the Democrats in charge of the Senate and Obama in the White House, it might be tough to scrap the law before 2013, but that's going to be the push and that there's not going to be any kind of a letdown of this no matter what, even though there's the power of the pen. So it might not happen until 2013, and that the Republicans are ready to cut spending, which you heard there, obviously, Rand Paul talking about, even if you had to make the tough choices, you could certainly walk across the aisle and there would be things that you could take out of all the agendas pretty much. And he suggested military cuts. If you had to do military cuts, you would have to do some military cuts, whatever it took, basically. It's going to be real interesting, like I said. People are getting out their scorecards right now. What did he say? Speaking of scorecards and what's going to happen next, what about Don't Ask, Don't Tell? Gates wants it gone, but not everybody agrees. That's coming up around the bend.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
It's what he goes there for. It's to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say. And through a crystal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
When it comes to don't ask, don't tell, I'll tell you what the dilemma is. But first, here on ATN, let's fly out to the phone lines. Herschel in Missouri, hopefully poor guy's been waiting. Yep, he dropped off. If you call back, we'll give you a free pass. Sorry about that, Herschel. Didn't see you there. He was waiting in the virtual green room. My fault. All right, if like Herschel, you can't get through or you're tired of waiting, flip us an email at americatonight.net. All right, so let's jump to don't ask, don't tell. The U.S. Defense Secretary Gates, Robert Gates, said that he hopes the outgoing Congress, the lame duck session, would approve the legislation ending the military's ban on gays. But he's not too sure about whether or not that will succeed. Remember, the president pledged when he was running to do away with don't ask, don't tell. That's been one of the things, the sour things that he's had to deal with because it hasn't happened so far. We know the history. It came back in 93. It was adopted. It was Bill Clinton who pushed it through and then now recently blamed it on Colin Powell, saying he was pushing for it and said it was the right way to go. But regardless, that's what the military has lived with. Don't ask, don't tell. So now you've got all these pickups from the Republicans in the elections. So now there's questions about whether or not this ban, what will happen with it, about ending the ban, because you've got a new Congress that takes over in January. So you can bet the Republicans will not repeal it. I don't believe that will happen, especially in the House. And then now you've got pickups in the Senate, too. So it's either go through in the lame duck session or die on the vine. It's not happening. I don't see this happening any other way. Gates was asked about this by a reporter when he was off somewhere for some talks in Australia. So we know that this is around for the past 17 years that you've had people who are homosexuals who've been allowed to serve in the military as long as they hide their sexual orientation. If it becomes known for some reason, they're expelled. There have been some big stories on it, and then there's been other people where it's been skirted around. Most people in this country support lifting the ban because they say, who cares, forget it, doesn't matter, just lift it. But the House has voted to change the law, but unless the Senate takes it up in the next couple of weeks, it will die. So this is one of the big pushes. I mean, there's a lot of paperwork that's going back and forth, and this is one of the things. It's either going through, or I think there's no question it dies. You know, many of the Republicans, including Senator McCain, who, of course, lost in his presidential bid, opposes voting on a repeal of it before the Pentagon review is done. For those of you who don't know, the Pentagon said, look, let's ask people, let's review this, that the people that are in the field is who we care about. Let's find out what they think about it so we don't trip into territory that we don't need to be in that could hurt the guys that are in the field, for goodness sake. So you have the new commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps saying over the weekend that, look, this is the wrong time to overturn Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And the reason is because there's risk involved, and we're trying to determine how you measure the risk. Is it combat effective? That's what we're supposed to do if you're a Marine. It's about the combat, not all the other ancillary things in their personal lives. So the Pentagon, last month, you know this, lifted the ban on openly serving gays for 8 days. So there were people that went back that were kicked out or got out who now went back and signed up again, and they're caught in that in-between in that eight-day period. So where it stands now, the Justice Department appeals. A federal appeals court grants a temporary stay. You know how this story goes, right? And the policy's repeal could have an interesting consequence specifically for the Marines. Remember, they're boots on the ground. They're the guys who are there to take it in the beginning. They're the ones who charge the beach, if you will. And they say the consequences for the Marines, which is exempt from a Defense Department rule for troops to have private living quarters except at basic training or officer candidate school, it has an interesting effect on their lives because the Marines puts two people in each room because they say it promotes unity, that you put the you're putting the infantry together, the sleeping alongside of one another, sharing death, fear, loss, all that sort of stuff. So now the head guy of the Marines, a General James Amos, who started as the head commandant last month, said he's reviewing the findings of this Pentagon survey of the policy. It was sent out to almost 500,000 troops and then 150,000 family members. And he's going to make recommendations to the Secretary of Defense. And that's why he's saying that he thinks it's premature to do this because you don't even know what the findings are, for goodness sake, after you ask all these people to comment on it. And the commandant says, my bottom line is it's about success in Afghanistan, no matter how many people or how much equipment is required of any of this. It's besides going through this policy, it's pushing ahead with what we're supposed to do, whether it's reductions in troops or what we're doing. And, you know, he's saying the Marine Corps is just going to stay the way it is in Afghanistan probably for the next year. Now, the size of the Marines right now is 202,000. But the and it's probably going to stay that way, like he's saying. But moving forward, he doesn't know what's going to happen as they scrutinize the, you know, the budget and how, what's the military spending is going to be, and the, like, the equipment concerns and, you know, whatever it might be. But the don't ask, don't tell policy, it's an interesting fair or foul. I think it is wise to listen to what the people that are serving say, because after all, it affects them. I mean, you're not talking about, you're not talking about gay marriage, you're not talking about other things related to the outside world. I think this is the problem. I didn't serve in the military, but I have plenty of people in my family who did, mostly in the Navy, although there I had a cousin who was a Top Gun pilot, and which would be Navy, really. And I had some other great uncles who were in the Army, and listening to them and talking to them and about the whole military idea and the brothers in arms and you have your brother's back and all that other kind of stuff, it is a different, I mean, you're asking different things of these people. So the bottom line is, it is about life and death. It is about serving. It is about orders, all that sort of stuff. And I think it's wise to listen to what the people who are serving say versus anything else. Listen to them first, at least get a sense of it. And, of course, there have been a lot of ex-military folks who say that it should be overturned, that don't ask, don't tell is ridiculous, and it should be overturned. So I think militarily there's enough on both sides of that that would say, yeah, like Gates is saying, you know, get rid of it. And then here you have this commander who says, whoa, let's hear what the people in our forces have to say. That's what I'm concerned about. And I think that, one, you got a lame duck session. And I cannot believe, I mean, it goes two ways here. Either this, that's it. I mean, literally, it goes up, it gets repealed, or it's done. That's the thing. So what do you think happens here? And I've talked to enough people in the know who say, this is really a coin flip. It's not a definite layup that it's going to get repealed, but there's no way it happens if it goes into the next session. If it goes into 2011, forget about it. There's absolutely no way it stands a chance. No way. So interesting how fates and fortunes flip with a lot of different issues down the line once this Congress goes out and another one comes in. Coming up on the flip side, it's always about the numbers, isn't it? We can count. Hang with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Like Sesame Street, isn't it? We Can Count. Another edition of We Can Count. Boy, like I said, it is always about the numbers, and the numbers don't lie, I guess in some cases anyway. So you got to have the votes, right? Now you got Marco Rubio, who was elected thanks to the Tea Party people in Florida. That was a three-way race. The governor, Charlie Crist, dumped his party, the Republicans, because they didn't want him. They wanted Rubio so that he could run as an independent. And the Democrat wasn't really ever in this race. So the newly elected Florida senator says both parties have been to blame for the out-of-control government spending. It's not just the Democrats. He does this weekly address, and he says that it's loud and clear that what the voters want is not the you and me scenario, not the two groups, the Republicans and the Democrats, there's your number, that it's about a second chance, that it's time to be the kind of public servants who understand that the American people have a stake in it. After it all, it is their government. So one Tea Partier, one message, and the idea that the two parties can work together, because that was part of what he had to say. All right, other things that would fit into the category of we can count. Sadly, I hate hearing about any kind of bomb or device or suspicious package, but in a Walmart in Nevada, they're saying they found what looked like a hand grenade inside a knapsack that was dropped by a guy in the store. They said the knapsack was secured by the bomb squad, but the investigators weren't really able to determine Sunday if the object inside was real or a fake hand grenade. That's scary, isn't it? Real or fake? Real or fake? I can't decide. All right, here's your number. The store had to be evacuated and was closed for 2 big hours. You know, it was a week earlier that a disgruntled Walmart employee in Nevada, in Reno, because this was in Vegas, shot and wounded 3 of his managers before surrendering. What in the world is going on? So was the grenade genuine or just a souvenir without explosive components? I'm sure we'll find out the mystery probably a little bit later this week. Oh, man. All right, Herschel was so patient, I don't want to make him wait any longer in the wings, so we're going to go right in the middle of this segment to Herschel in Missouri. Hey, Herschel.
Hi, Kate. Hey, you know that the Fed's going to buy that $600 billion, and you're saying, well, it's going to start inflation. Don't you think the government loves inflation? How else are they going to pay for all this debt they got?
Absolutely. That's the problem. Yeah.
Inflating dollars. I mean, it's been that way all my life. I mean, when I was, used to make, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, to make $6,000 a year, I was only paying $200. Pretty soon I started making $15,000 and paying $2,000.
That's a good way to look at it. You're right. Yeah.
And that's what they're interested in. They don't care about anything else other than inflating. They're dying because the interest rate is low.
You're right. And you would think, you know, there was a push about, oh, gosh, now the interest rates are so low, why aren't all these people buying houses? But then, of course, none of them could get loans.
Well, they can't qualify for a loan if you can't.
That's right. That's right. And then smaller banks, and not even just smaller banks, bigger banks, after everything that happened, they were afraid to loan anyone money. I mean, no matter what your credit was, you could have the best squeaky clean credit in the world by crazy standards that we have, and you had a tough time getting any money.
Well, the biggest problem that happened is when they decided that anybody could get a loan, whether you qualified for it or not.
Yep.
And then Bonnie Franks there, he's the one that pushed all that.
Oh, and he gets reelected
Clinton.
Like
and
that, boom.
And Clinton pushed it, too. I mean, and it just really got crazy. I mean, everybody thought they could buy a house, stay in it 4 or 5 years, and turn it for $100,000. You know, make $100,000 off of it, but then they when it hit, they couldn't do it, and they're all in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely, and that you see that neighborhood after neighborhood where they're trying to dump the houses. There's a lot of foreclosures out there still. Yeah.
And the Chiefs let me down this weekend.
Oh man! Speaking of the Chiefs, I had the Chiefs and nailed the score, and I was so sure, Herschel, that they were going to come through. And you're right, they didn't. It comes down to just a kick, though. They almost did. They only lost by 3.
Anybody get the...
No, nobody nailed the score. Cindy in Kentucky said the Raiders would win 24-20.
That hurt. Well, yeah, good evening. I had to go make a trip. Otherwise, my boss gets mad at me.
All right, so Herschel was wrong. I was wrong. Thanks. Herschel said Chiefs were going to win 17-14. I said the Chiefs were going to win 27-14. Boy, it was nowhere near that. Instead, it ended up being 23-20. So Cindy in Kentucky came the closest. That was pretty darn close. But look, she misses it by a point. I thought someone was going to get it this time around, especially when it came down to just a final kick in the end. How crazy was that? That was a wild finish. It wasn't the only wild finish. We've got sports coming up around the bend, and we'll get to that, give you all the ins and outs of what happened with Zenyatta, and also some of obviously what happened in in the NFL because the Cowboys got creamed and there were some other teams that ended up winning in the OT. The OT was very big this weekend. And since nobody nailed the score, maybe someone will do it next time around. Dan in Texas didn't do it either, but he's on the air with us now. Hey, Dan.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh, my gosh. And the best is, for everybody listening, there's nothing like listening to Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels just talking the whole entire time. It was like a funeral procession. What do you think is going to happen? What would you do? What would you do with Wade Phillips? It was like national publicity of fire Wade Phillips, you know?
Well,
it's terrible.
I mean, they really can't fire Wade. I mean, well, they could, but it would be fruitless. I mean, you're going to have a strike next year, so they're just playing out the hand they've got, and that's the way it's going to go. But that's not what I called you about. I'm sorry about your horse not making it. You know, you might put the blame on blame.
Put the blame on blame. Yep, that's what that's horse racing, baby. That's what they say. You know, what can you do? It comes down to the nose, and that's it.
You know, years ago, my late mother was down in California, and she sent my father to the track to Santa Anita, and she picked her horses. So we were sitting there at the third race, and my God, she'd won the Daily Double, and she'd won the third race. By the ninth race, we had barbecue going. We had beer in the refrigerator. We invited the neighbors in, and we were just scared to death that he was going to get knocked in the head before he got home. He showed up all right, but he had changed every one of her bets. She picked 9 for 9.
Oh, boy, that's almost grounds for divorce.
I'll tell you, she was madder than an old wet hen. I mean...
Oh, that's bad. You never change anyone's bets.
She had the most fantastic ability to pick horses. We went over there one time, just her and me, and I followed her lead, except for one horse named Bold Broad. And so we won the Daily Double, and then Donald Pierce was riding then. He was still alive then. And the horse's name was Bold Broad. She was a maiden. I went down and I put a number of $15 combos on her, and she went off something like 20-1. I cleaned up the fifth race. We went home and partied the rest of the night.
Oh, good for you. That's a good story.
It was great. Well, listen, sweetheart, I had to listen to that Cowboys thing all the way through, and I never got so bored to an after-game show as anybody. I finally just shut it off and run around the house making tacos. I had a great time thinking about nail the score, and finally they gave the score reports, and I realized, well, I didn't win. But just the thought of maybe getting my car from you would have been wonderful. I know you're not going to give away a car, but I can always hope, can't I? Anyway, I'll be with you next week on that nail the score thing, and this time I will get it.
All right, there you go. That is confidence from Dan in Texas. Thanks. Yeah, week 10 in the NFL. Where did the weeks go? How are we already on week 10? And could you come any closer, like I said, than Cindy in Kentucky, 24-20? That's why it's just so tough to do it. I always make the analogy that it's like picking lottery numbers. People have systems, and not people that are even big gamblers. They just go in and they bet a little bit. But they have a way of picking them, birthdays or whatever, and they plunk down their couple of dollars and circle those numbers and think that there's a method to the madness, and it's the same in the NFL. I mean, you know, you look at how much people will look at the over-under, and they'll look at the two teams, and they'll listen. And I always say this, sports is a lot like politics. It's heading up to the election. It was all about the polls, and what were the polls saying, that who was going to win, what was going to happen in Nevada, and it looked like Harry Reid was in trouble, and in fact he won, or Barbara Boxer was going to be unseated. Then there were other polls that showed Jack Conway was starting to come up the rear behind Rand Paul, but sure enough, he ended up winning in Kentucky. It's kind of the same thing, the speculation, the odds, and whatever. It's more and more sports is like politics. We're going to do that next here on ATN.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Power Eye offset right once again for the Browns. Once again, Hillis turns it outside a yard. Yards of room. 25-20. 15-10. 5. Touchdown. Peyton Hillis. 35 yards out.
The snap. The placement down. The kick is on the way, and it is good.
There's a flag down.
There's a flag thrown right after it went through. We'll have to check the penalty. It looks like it will go against the Lions.
Close to the foul. Defense.
It is.
Penalty is declined.
The Jets win it in overtime. A miraculous win by the Jets.
Snap spot. And Ryan Longwell has got it. Yeah! The Vikings have defeated the Arizona Cardinals in overtime.
McCann of the 10 makes the catch, coming right to the 15. Good move of the 20. This time he's captured to the 25. Bubble football. And it's taken by Nick Collins. It's a touchdown! Touchdown, Green Bay, Garrett Force. Cricket is loose. Nick Collins was standing there, and what a gift!
And our second half is underway. Jacoby Ford. Up the five. Finding room, and there he goes! Oh, the Raiders have started the second half in high pressure.
All right, great job as always by our man Matt Johnson on those NFL highlights. Week 9 in the books. and nailed the score down the drain. You heard that by now, that nobody nailed the score. In case you just tuned in, 23-20, the Raiders beat Kansas City. And the Chiefs, boy, they were looking. It was the game of the week. As promised, we had Steve Budin on from Sports Info, and he was talking about that this was going to be the game of the week for sure. And it was. Went to overtime. Raiders jam it downfield, end up with the kick, and there you go. 23-20, boom, end of story. Now, you heard some of the other highlights there. I'll tell you about a couple of other things, too. The Eagles knocked off the Colts 26-24. Big for the Eagles. They hung on for the victory in the end. There was a little bit of time on the clock, and it looked like the Colts might actually have some miraculous play at the end, but they didn't. The Giants thrashed the Seahawks. Giants hands down in the NFC East for the best team, 41-7. So they're 6-2 if you're keeping score on that. I really like the Ravens. They're 6-2. They took care of business against the Dolphins, 26-10. Also, the Buccaneers and the Falcons. I thought this was going to be a close game. It was. And it ended up that the Falcons, who had the home field advantage, I think it worked in their favor at the end, 27-21. Browns, big story here, Colt McCoy. Wow. The slayer of the Patriots. So 34-14, and Brady takes the loss. The Patriots were sneaking up. I don't know if they were sneaking up on everybody, but they were a solid team, and they took a big loss in that one. And, of course, it was great for the Cleveland fans because there they were at Cleveland Browns Stadium. They haven't had a lot to cheer about. You heard the Vikings, if you were listening. They won in an exciting game that also went into overtime. And, they put the kick on the board, the three they needed. 27-24, they knock off the Cardinals. So this was good after all of the problems going on with Childress and Brett Favre, and Randy Moss goes on waivers, and then he gets picked up by Tennessee, and the nonsense with Brett Favre a few weeks ago. It's been kind of rocky in, I think, Minneapolis, and for the Vikings and for the fans, it's been a real tug of war. Matt, you're a big Vikings fan. I talked to some other people up in Minneapolis, and they say, man, it's all Vikings all the time. Everybody's talking about what should happen and should Childress go, and that's the conversation.
Yeah, it's kind of a daily thing here where every day it's wondering whether or not he's going to last. And I think winning today helped help keep his job, at least for the time being. But
yeah.
I don't know. If they win a couple more games, yeah, he'll keep his job for the rest of the year. But I think it's without a doubt 100% that he's gone.
Yeah, I do too, by the end of the year, for sure. I agree, unless some miracle thing happens with the Vikings. Also gone, I believe, but I don't know that it's going to wait till the end of the season. I have some pretty good sources on this that say that he's going to go before the end of the season. Wade Phillips, the Cowboys are 1-7. And here's the thing. Okay, Tony Romo goes down. He's out. We get that. John Kitten is the backup. They're not even playing like they're playing. I mean, it's like they don't want to be there. It's like the hang dog look of shame. I'm dismissing my assignments. I'm not even trying. And embarrassingly enough, it was the Sunday night football game, so that was pointed out all over the place. It was like, 2.5 hours, 3 hours of pointing out how crappy the Cowboys were and how the Packers were so dominant. But most of the focus, the conversation, like we've already talked about, was on Cowboys, 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 and what would you do and how lame they are and what happened. So in the end, 45-7, and that's embarrassing. So no one's trying in that. I think Wade Phillips is gone before the end of the season. I don't care what anyone says, and that's not what people on the inside tell me anyway. So I believe that happens. In fact, I think that happens this week. We'll see. Maybe he sticks with them. I doubt it. The Saints, too, they had their way with the Panthers. That's not a surprise. The Panthers are 1-7, and the Saints just rolled over them right from the get-go, I guess. By the halftime, they had a 17-3 lead. And in the end, it was 34-3, like I said. So that's it. Next week, we go into week 10 in the NFL. I can hardly believe that we're that far along. Where does the time go? I know it seems like I'm a broken record saying that, but it's true. all of a sudden now we're halfway through the fall and we're almost into the winter season. All right, this was a sad story because I was very psyched about this horse, and I felt a little bit choked up too, I have to admit, when Zenyatta didn't pull it out and lost by a nose, but unfortunately that's horse racing. So afterwards, Mike Smith, who's just the nicest guy, who was aboard Zenyatta, was upset and tearfully described that really it was his fault. Here's what he said.
It hurts more than you that I can explain. Just because it was my fault. She should have won. It ain't hers.
Yeah, rare do you hear that. Rare do you find that, I think, in... Not that I haven't seen that before, but it is still rare that you hear someone that emotional, a jockey that emotional at the end, unless something happens with a horse, even in these big-time races, and the Breeders' Cup is huge. But having Zenyatta upset in the Classic and coming that close, I think, you know, all the hype about being undefeated and what would happen, this great super mare, the girl that kicked everyone's rear end down the stretch, the build-up around it, I guess, that was the thing. So the horse that beat Zenyatta was Blame, and Blame just didn't flinch, just kept on going and beat Zenyatta by a nose. I mean, that's it. If you were to watch the race, that's what you would see. It was hard fought. It came down to the wire, and Zenyatta was crowded a little bit, maybe leaving the gate, but this is a horse that's a late runner anyway, so I don't think it was the jockey's fault. Mike Smith, he was all the way in the back, and, you know, Blame just got ahead, and that's it. That's, like I said, what can you say? That's horse racing. So now, Zenyatta still goes down in the record books as an incredible horse, I think, one of the best of all times, and there's still stories to be told about this horse in horse racing lore. College football's gotten pretty interesting. In my neck of the woods, especially, there is a lot of talk about TCU and what's going to happen with TCU battling it out for top position in the polls. And, you know, is this the team that has a chance at the national title because they're building up in the BCS and on actually being there in the end. And a lot of people in the nation are paying attention to TCU, too. But Boise State is also up there. What happens with Oregon or Auburn? If those two teams don't lose, like I was reading this morning, the chances of TCU or Boise State playing in a BCS championship to get the championship, you know, playing in the game, probably not too good. This is the problem with college football. That's why they need to have a playoff system, right? Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.